Renowned typographer Robert Bringhurst is also a linguist, translator, cultural historian, and one of Canada's most revered poets. His poetry has been described as rare but not rarefied, and in his landmark book, The Elements of Typographic Style, he's been said to conjure poetry out of the smallest detail, from the humble hyphen to the nuances of serifs.
You know, the hyphen on a typewriter is almost always just a simple line chopped off at either end. You magnify it, you have a wide, thin rectangle. But if you make a hyphen with a good pen, a broad-nib pen, a calligrapher's pen, it'll have a much more elaborate shape than that. It'll have maybe a little entry serif, a little exit serif. It'll be tapered a little bit or sloped a little bit or angled a little bit. And those things can be introduced into a type design, or they can be left out. The world is now awash in type designs, right? There are tens of thousands of them available to everybody. You can download them by the hundreds to your computer for almost nothing. And most of them are deadly boring because they're just cookie-cutter shapes. But some of them are even the hyphens, even the periods and commas and quotation marks and parentheses are made individually by hand by somebody who's in love with the shapes and enjoys making them and therefore makes them beautifully.
It seems like lots is lost without those sorts of connections today. You alluded to a couple. Are there opportunities there that you see as well?
The tools we have are lovely and they're fast and they'll do all kinds of nice things. But the problem is we're almost always working in two dimensions with transitory flat images. You know, real type like real life is three-dimensional. It's got body. It's got weight. You can hold it in your hand and it weighs something. And the letter forms are driven into the paper instead of just painted on the surface. And then, you know, reading is different in the letterpress world than it is in the flat world. Like walking in the woods is different from looking at a photograph of the woods. So the price we paid for the incredible speed and manipulative ease of modern digital tools is that we've lost a lot of contact with that corporeal world, and I think we're going to have to find our way back there.
The corporeal world, I like that.
You see, you don't just see it with your eyes, you see it with your fingertips as well, and you do both of these things at the same time, and your fingers tell things to your eyes, and your eyes tell things to your fingers, and your whole body gets involved in the process. It really does make a difference. It makes ideas more real, more tangible, it makes them less fugitive. They don't disappear from your head so easily if you actually had them in your hand.
Typographer, poet Robert Bringhurst, on Thursday night, November 14th at 6 o'clock, in Kulinich Auditorium on the Wake Forest University campus, he'll give a lecture titled The Biology of Symbols, How Pictures Became Letters That Became Text and Are Sometimes Becoming Pictures Again. There'll be a Q&A as well, and it'll be followed by a post-lecture reception and exhibition opening at Haynes Gallery in the Scales Fine Arts Center. Both events are free and open to the public. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.